There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Shop the Menard Day Sale for big savings on everything to update your home. You'll find great deals on paint, flooring, home decor, cabinets, and more. Create your own storage solution with a Dakota pre-finished shelving system. Customizable to fit your space and needs, it features everything from shelf kits to storage baskets. Plus, you can easily assemble and adjust it with just a Phillips head screwdriver. In a cinnamon cherry finish, it's only $358.
Save big money at
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Football is back, and it already feels like the playoffs thanks to One Week Fantasy at DraftKings.com. With $1 million top prize at stake each week, every play in every game could take you closer to a life-changing payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play for a free shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Whether you're a small business or a Fortune 500 company, PCM can handle all of your technology needs. As a Dell premium partner, PCM bring the highest level of technical expertise in the largest variety of Dell hardware and software offerings. They design, install, and manage the right on-demand productivity-boosting Dell technologies for you. With their talented team of certified engineers, PCM can advance your network, mobilize your workforce, and customize the right Dell solution to fit your needs. Speak to one of their Dell solution experts today. Visit PCM.com. PCM, the right technology delivered.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 o'clock and from the Score Update studios, I'm Matt Riddlewald. Update on to Wrigley Field where the Cubs with an 8-3 lead on the Cardinals. They're in the 6th right now. Starlin Castro, an RBI single in the 1st, a 2-run homer in the 5th, and a 3-run homer in the 6th. That is 6 RBIs on the day, and it matches a career high for him from his career debut in Cincinnati back in 2010. Dan Heron lasting only 4 1/3, but he's let off the hook with a no decision at the moment. Meanwhile, the Cubs started off with that 3-0 lead after working Lance Lynn for 37 pitches in the 1st. And so if this holds up, the Cubs will shave into what the lead is, and the magic number right now at 9. They trail the Pirates by 2 for that wild card lead. Pirates do face Zach Greinke and the Dodgers tonight. And at the moment, the Cardinals with a 5-game lead on the Pirates and up 7 on the Cubs for the division lead. Chris Sale and the White Sox will be in Cleveland tonight to take on the Indians. Blackhawks sent out Patrick Kane to speak with the media for a 2nd straight day. One question is, why?
I think every decision we do is a collective decision. And, you know, we talk about it with everyone. It's not just one person or one man saying you're going to do this or that or me following anything. It's a collective decision.
He was cheered by fans when he took the ice, to which Captain Jonathan Toews called, quote, awesome. Hockey-related questions only, though. Meanwhile, Marcus Kruger is not in camp yet. Visa problems are delaying his appearance in South Bend. Golf, 2nd round of the BMW Championship in Lake Forest. Jason Day with a 3-shot lead at Conway Farms. 16 under par for the tournament. Bears and Cardinals on Sunday. May not see Alshon Jeffrey. Calf problem in camp. Now it's a hamstring issue. He left practice on Thursday, did not participate in the walkthrough today, and he is now questionable, as is Pernell McPhee, who's been dealing with wrist and knee issues. just hasn't practiced all week. College football Saturday, busy around here. It'll be Illinois heading to North Carolina, trying to go 3-0. Northwestern is 8 miles away from there, down at Duke. Number 8, Notre Dame, playing host to number 14, Georgia Tech. And Northern Illinois on the road, a tough one against top-ranked Ohio State. Scoreboard update brought to you in part by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Cardinals game and continuing coverage all throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Regulator, mount up. We'll call you
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The average football fan doesn't get to see a lot of these college players. I see it as my responsibility to kind of sell NFL fan bases on this player.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:05 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Another one of our football guys is ready to go.
A rare Friday appearance for the man who is on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout and writes at Bleacher Report. And he joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. All right, Matt, you're the guy to ask here. Your guy, Alshon Jeffrey, keeps getting hurt in practice. First, it was
now he's my guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what happens here.
Yeah, but wait
Matt,
a second.
That's the kind of guy he is.
I like him too. But the reason I'm asking you is because John Fox made reference to the continued litany of soft tissue injuries that just happened to occur. This first a walkthrough, and now it's a hamstring in practice. When he was scouted, do you remember the extent to which this was a red flag? I know we talked about conditioning, but the Bears had made mention of a history of otherwise unexplained soft tissue injuries.
You know, I don't remember it coming up. And I do remember, like you said, there were conditioning concerns. There were some, like, speed concerns with him, but I never heard anything about, you know, like, hey, there have been some soft tissue injuries, and that's going to be a problem for him. So, you know, it's been a couple of years, so there could have been something that I heard at the time that's just not coming up for me, but I don't remember it. And I think soft tissue injuries, like, you know, I mean, geez, I'm not a doctor, but it seems like it's so hard to predict when that's going to become a long-term issue and when it's not, you know, like when is it just a fluke thing? And I do remember John Fox saying that the new conditioning program was going to help Alshon Jeffrey, and it doesn't look like it has yet. So I wish I knew more about if there was something in his background that should have pointed to this.
You know, I was thinking that injuries and guys that always seem to be hurt, you sort of worry about it. And then I think, well, not really, because Jadeveon Clowney was the number one pick, and he was always hurt in college. For me, I wouldn't have made the pick, Matt. But I don't know what part injury plays. Is any faith put in that, or is it just you don't worry about it? Or you say, well, okay, that's one. Does it get to two or three, and you start to worry? Does that change your position?
You know, my position has changed a lot over the last two or three years. Like, the more I talk to teams and the more they get comfortable with me and let me know how they do things, you know, like, I know one team, for example, that has drafted really well over the last few years. They look at an injury, like if it's an ACL or something, they look at it as like the guy's really not been hurt because it's something they come back from. So, you know, like, who's a good example of someone who was hurt in college? Todd Gurley. They look at Todd Gurley and they're like, oh, he's going to be fine. He's going to miss a couple games, but we're still going to draft him where we would have drafted him before the injury. So it's really different in each locker room. And I think with what Chip Kelly's doing in Philadelphia, a lot of people, if it works, are going to follow that of, you know, like an ACL or, you know, a labrum tear for a non-throwing player. Like, things like that aren't that big of a deal because you fix it and they come back and the likelihood of getting hurt again are pretty small. It's like one injury doesn't lead to another, but with soft tissue, you know, you tear a hamstring once or you get a high ankle sprain, like those things, they come back a lot faster. Or, you know, even concussions, it seems like you get one and the second one's easier to get.
Speaking of Chip Kelly and somebody who once ran his offense, Marcus Mariota with the first half of first halves. So what's the significance there, if any, or is it just early money that might soon be forgotten?
I don't know. I wish I knew that. Today's the day of me wishing I knew things, apparently. I think that I think that Mariota did play well. He did. And it's tough because I don't want to hedge that and be like, he played well, but, because people are going to be like, oh, you're just saying this because you had Winston ranked higher. And it's really not that. Like, I want every player to do well and prove me wrong. Mariota started to show that in week one. I had him at number 10, just full disclosure. So, but the scheme was so simple. I mean, you guys know, I coached high school football for a few years, and I still kind of, you know, help out with some consulting stuff there. And it's like, I mean, this is what we teach high school quarterbacks to do. You take the shotgun snap, and it's a run-pass option immediately. And you're reading a linebacker. If that linebacker steps to the running back, you pull it and throw it to the tight end, or you throw it to the quick slant underneath. If the linebacker plants his feet, you give it to the running back. I mean, junior high kids run this offense, and that's what the Titans did. And it worked because Tampa Bay was not prepared for it. The problem is, this week, are the Browns going to be prepared for it when they play Houston Texans? Are they going to be prepared for it?
I'm going to bet no. I'm always betting the Browns are unprepared.
Yeah. Where's Mel Tucker coaching? They won't be ready for
Alabama.
It. There are a few things that we know.
Roll down tide.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's a lot like RG3, and I'm not comparing them as players, but you have to become more than what you were. Like that read option stuff, that run pass option is going to work, but you have to evolve. Otherwise, you're going to get figured out.
Or you get killed.